So yesterday we discussed verses 94 and 95. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرُ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Proclaim openly then whatever you have been commanded and do not bother about the polytheists. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to openly convey the divine messages. And he was reassured that the polytheists would not be able to harm him in any way. As far as those who would mock him, Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we are sufficient for you against the mockers. And yesterday I took you through the detailed narrations. There were five of them. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam once came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and pointed to each one of them and said, how is this person? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, evil. And then Jibreel alayhi salam pointed to a portion of their body, one to the foot and the other to the stomach and the one to the head and the one to the eye, etc., and said, you will be protected from them. And each one of them was afflicted by some injury or ailment, and they succumbed to that. Others say it was seven, and all seven were killed on the occasion of Badr. So Allah then further describes those who mock Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الَّذِينَ يَجَعَلُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Who set up along with Allah worship for others, soon they shall come to know. Meaning they will come to know the consequences of their actions, the consequences of ridiculing the Messenger of Allah and ascribing partners to Allah. Verse 97, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that your bosom is constricted by what you say. We know that your bosom is constricted by what they say. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was affected at times, to varying degrees, by the reaction of the polytheist and the negators, those who refused to accept his message. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and us a formula that when things are going, you know, not the way you want them to go, when people are not reacting the way you want them to react, then turn your attention away from them and occupy yourself to a greater extent in glorifying and praising Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was already occupying himself in glorifying and praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But yeah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, when you become constricted due to their obstinacy and their stubbornness, turn your attention away from them and occupy yourself in the glorification and praise of Allah, by increasing in salah, in dhikr, in sujood, so that the heart may remain at ease. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Glorify then the praises of your sustainer and be of those who prostrate. Meaning, increase in your salah, increase in your dhikr, your heart will remain at ease, and the worry and grief will be regulated and removed. And therefore it was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whenever he encountered any trying situation, any difficulty, he hastened towards salah. So there's a formula for us here as well, that whenever the going gets tough, increase in your devotions towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This will bring ease to your heart, and this will help you to deal with the grief and the worry and the anxiety. And the greatest form of this, meaning hastening towards Allah and intensifying in your connection with Allah, is via salah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.